Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring Trending Report brought to you by KC Roofing and Quinn Legal. Did you know there was a rainout last night at Chase Field?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Apparently, we're doing all this talk about all the stadium stuff. You're going to get a $2 billion dome. Is it a better... Everybody goes, well, let's... And I've always been one of the proponents. Like, hey, let's have the happy medium. Let's have a retractable roof. Well, apparently, you better make sure that there's no rain in the forecast if you open up that roof, because it takes forever to get that damn thing closed.
Don't they have radar?
Well,
or a meteorologist to help them out?
Well, I would imagine that rain. You're the one who's been to Arizona. Does that stuff just pop up on you?
I don't know. It's not monsoon season, is it? Because that could get pretty hairy.
Arizona ever has a monsoon season.
Oh, yes, they do. And so, it's very dangerous.
So yesterday, this is from, I can't believe this, from AZ Central, from Theo Mackey. And it says, the Diamondbacks' penultimate spring training game against the Cleveland Guardians at Chase Field was called due to rain after six innings. The game was the first yesterday, today would be the second, of two exhibitions at Chase Field before opening day for both teams, as Cleveland will go on to Oakland to take on the A's at 10:05 p.m.
Need a couple more tune-ups, do they?
Yeah.
Haven't we been doing this for 2 months?
Well, no. Now here's your lineup. Now your lineup's okay. Your lineup, so you got to practice.
They were stretching their arms for a month.
Gotcha. Yeah. A lot of stretching.
The roof cannot be open and closed with fans in attendance due to issues with the cables.
Okay.
Haslams, I hope you're listening.
Well, just put their cables in some other place.
So you can't have fans in the stadium and retract, close, whatever, the roof, open it and close it due to issues with the cable. Since the start of the 2022 season, the club has had to determine before gates open whether the roof will be open or closed on a given night. This is the first time that the issue has led to a rain delay or a cancellation. There's been one previous weather-related incident at Chase Field back in 2006, a women's basketball game between Arizona State and Texas Tech was called due to rain late in the second half. On that occasion, the roof wasn't able to close quickly enough before the court became dangerously wet. Just one thing to pay attention to for everybody
they
out
apparently
there.
On MLB.com have something specifically just for this, and they post the roof status before every home series. Really? Roof status is posted prior to every home series. For more information, call the roof hotline, 602-462-6262.
Mitch, call the hotline right now. Tell us. Give us the intel.
420-ROOFS.
There's only 13. I just counted 13 retractable roof stadiums in the United States, according to this website I found, Wikipedia.
Okay.
But 13 of them. And yes, Chase Field is one of them, and I'm looking at it right now. It looks spectacular.
Is there any chance you want to do the whole open sides thing the way they do at U.S. Bank Field up in Minnesota? Anything like
that's
that?
That's a pretty awesome stadium.
That's pretty excellent. Yeah, you've been there. That's right.
I've never really paid attention to it.
It looks amazing. It looks amazing. And plus, the people who've been up there for the Metrodome, and the way the Metrodome was, which was state of the art at one time in its own right, they're like, this is unbelievable. Not even close. Like, not even close to.
Oh, yeah, it looks awesome.
You don't have to worry about the snow caving in the roof.
Nope.
Like they did.
No, they fixed that.
Don't have to worry about that. They got it on a nice slant, nice slope, so it slides off. Plus, it's a hard roof, so you ain't got to worry about
it. Yeah, this place looks awesome.
There you go. Spring training report brought to you by Golf Tech and Bet365, because we're getting ready for the regular season. And they open up in Oakland on Thursday night at 10.05 p.m. Because when I think about opening day and presidents throwing out the first pitch and the bunting, I think about the Coliseum at Oakland at 10.05 p.m. Eastern. Great. Anyway, it's not the Guardians' fault. Anyway, Marcus Morris, he elbowed someone in the throat last night, got ejected. Here you go.
Definitely, man. Man, I just wanted to be physical. You know, I told the player, like, I wasn't trying to, like, hurt him. I just was being physical. And, you know, last couple games, I laid the other couple players out. It didn't go the same way. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, set the tone, man. You're rolling down the paint, catching lives. You're trying to stop that type of
That's Marcus Morris.
I mean, when I saw this, I said he's getting ejected. And even you could tell.
Well, Nick Richards collapsed on
yes.
the floor.
Did you think that was the last thing he was getting?
Apparently, to the victor goes the spoils.
Ooh.
Because after the game, he was rewarded. But I watched this play, and I could tell by the way that even the Cavs announcers, normally they'll see something like this, and they'll be like, well, I didn't see intent. No, they were pretty quiet on it. I'm like, oh, even they know. You know when they're not saying anything about it that he was getting ejected.
Yeah, it was pretty egregious. What I think was more egregious, I got to bring this up with George Niang coming up at 9 o'clock. He will join us on the show.
Oh, this is going to be perfect.
Like, I agree with sending a message. I'm glad that, you know, I don't think that he was trying to really hurt Nick Richards or anything like that. And Marcus Morris is a bit of a headhunter, a tough guy, if you will. He's kind of earned that reputation throughout the league over his, how long has he been in the league? 11, 12 years, something like that. He's been around for a long time. I don't know if you should have put the dog chain on him. I don't know if that's the best look. I think you can actually get a more serious fine or a suspension on Marcus Morris. Like, if you're Adam Silver, and he's probably already in the office today, and they're giving him what happened last night, and you find out, like, okay, Marcus Morris got thrown out of a game in Cleveland because he elbowed somebody in the throat. Or I don't know if it's him who actually does this. I'm just using him as the example. Go with me on this. Maybe they
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do it in C caucus, where they figure out, okay, how much we got to find this guy? How much do we have to suspend him? I don't know. Well, you see, they put the dog chain on him. What's the dog chain? Well, it's this great big chain, and they give it to the junkyard dog. Who's the junkyard dog? What's the toughest player for the Cavs? He goes, wait a minute. So he throws an elbow. Where did they throw the elbow? I hit the guy in the throat. In the throat, yeah. And they rewarded him by giving him the dog chain, the junkyard dog chain. Yeah.
Junkyard dog. Greg Williams, Bounty Gate. We're rewarding this. It's like, all coming together.
Did they make a fine or suspension worse?
Right.
I think they might have. On Marcus Morris by rewarding him publicly.
And he's
like
on
that.
A 10-day. Here's what I thought when I saw it. Here's what I thought. And he, by the way, he's been great. They've needed every bit. Remember, he won a game.
He
won a game with the 3-point shooting.
Spot because of that.
So the Cavs desperately need this type of player. It also shows in giving him the dog chain the level of desperation that the Cavs truly have. Because the fact that you can have somebody come off the streets, sign with your team, and now instantly he's the toughest guy on your team, and it looks desperate. It looks desperate. It feels desperate. And then he's out there mixing it up. I mean, this is the type of stuff. Like, he has a reputation, but his reputation is always kind of a fine line type thing. Well, if he's on your team, you love him. I mean, that was just a dirty play yesterday, and the referees were like, get his ass out of there. And now they're rewarding him with the chain because he's instantly the toughest guy the Cavs have. It all seems desperate.
I think, does that make the rest of your team look bad?
It does make them look bad.
Like, none of you
it
guys
does.
Are tough enough that a guy had to come in off yes. the street and serve to justice?
To teach you guys in 10 days please. How to be tough. That we didn't have this MO with our entire organization in this rebuild for years. You got Evan Mobley, who's as meek as they come at this stage of his career. Darius, I mean, just it's his size. There's nothing we can do.
No, well, hold on.
It's just and down the roster. Nobody is known for being tough.
This is the same rebuild organization that brought in Anderson Varejao.
Now, that fair. Hold on. I have a defense of this. I want to hear Marcus Morris first, where he said he wasn't exactly looking to get ejected.
I wouldn't say that part, but, you know, I just think, you know, it's been a lot of games, a lot of grueling games. So I just wanted to, like, just toughen us up, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, this is what is going to be expected moving forward, and not just for today. You know what I'm saying? Like, start set the precedent. Like, we going into the playoffs. Like, we're not just about to have anybody coming in here doing what they want to do.
All right. They are down several players. Can we afford to send a message with somebody else? Like, Jared Allen has played tougher this year. Can I afford to risk Jared Allen getting suspended or anything, or send him into a fracas to serve quote-unquote justice? I mean, you're playing a 17-win team that's not trying to win anyway. Can I afford to do that with anybody else? Maybe he was just the guy that they had to send in there and he did his job, and so I can't believe they rewarded him publicly like that. I don't think it's a good look to Adam Silver of the NBA, but maybe he was just the guy that had to do it. That's my defense of the Cavs doing it.
No,
I don't want to sit there and call.
They're one step away from giving him helmet spats like they did when I was in high school football.
Everybody says that they're softer. Yeah. And I think that's a terrible thing to call an athlete. Like, that's the most serious of the serious.
And I think,
like,
that's kind of their reputation around the league.
When you get called soft, that's a really big thing.
But the problem is, it can't be the 10-day guy that does it. It has to be the guy that's on your team, the guy that's been a part of this since day one. I mean, this just seems, like I said, almost desperation that you need somebody like this to come in.
It
and
is,
again, I think Cavs fans are fine with it. I think every Cavs fan is like, good, we need somebody. But is it a little too late? Can it be an outsider?
Well,
is
no,
that really?
Were,
and then all of a sudden, are other guys going to be kind of uncharacteristic?
Like,
are we going to see other guys now doing stuff that's not really them, not their identity?
If Evan Mobley did it, what would you think?
I'd be stunned.
I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, right. I mean,
I'd be thrilled. It would be the Evan Mobley show. I wouldn't care about a dome. I'd be talking. You wouldn't shut me up about Evan Mobley. If Evan Mobley came back and he threw an elbow in someone's jaw/throat and got him, hopefully that other person isn't hurt that bad, but then got ejected for it, I'd be Evan Mobley's biggest fan till kingdom come. Going, we're showing toughness here. Because he's supposed to be a part of the future. You don't mess with Evan Mobley. It's the same thing. Like, Z was underrated with how physical he was. Like, when he got LeBron, he would swoop in there like a hawk. Anybody who messed with LeBron, you had to answer with Z first. And I would want to feel the same way with Evan Mobley. Evan's a little bit meek. He's a little bit quiet. And so you can't really do that. So maybe because they're down so many players, they decided Marcus Morris. He can be a bit of an enforcer, can he?
Yeah,
that's
just
my defense.
Is it too late for this?
I don't know if I agree with it. But
is this all of a sudden going to take over the team, or is this a try too hard? Is this not really going to be in the DNA? You know, be absorbed in the DNA of the team. Like they're making it seem like that's why they lost to Miami. They weren't tough enough. No, you lost to Miami because you just got your ass kicked up and down the floor.
216-474-0092. There are people getting in on this. Do you support this, or is this too little, too late with Marcus Morris? 216-474-0092. We'll get to some of you guys on this. And Chicken Little of Crawford County. He's got everybody all worked up here at the Fan about Cade York, of all people. Okay, we'll find out coming up on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.